Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Follette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Follette. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Yo-Yo Davalillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Davalillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Davalillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yo-Yo Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Follette fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Follette. Jensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Follette fields it and throws to third for the out. Runnels moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso takes first base on ball four. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Runnels. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Grasso and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Yo-Yo Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yo-Yo Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davalillo. Moss moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry pinch hits for Bobby Young. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing second base. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davalillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Satchel Paige now pitching. Yo-Yo Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to second. Yo-Yo Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schmitz. Lenhart scores. Wirtz moves to third. Moss moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Larson pinch runs for Les Moss. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schmitz. Wirtz scores. Larson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.